Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our all-age service today. How's everybody doing? Are we well? Are we happy to be here? Oh, good, good. There's no better place to be than with God's family, worshipping together and giving him thanks. And I hope that today we can each think of something that we're thankful for today, that we want to say thank you, God, for your blessings. And there will be an opportunity after our opening worship for a time of open thanksgiving to God. So bear that in mind. If something's on your heart that you want to give thanks for today, then there'll be an opportunity to share it in a moment. So let's worship our living, loving God who welcomes us here.
Yes, this morning there might be some sound from across the wreck, but I think we can sing louder than all of that noise. So we're going to raise our voices to God in praise and in worship. So I invite you to stand, if you're able, as we sing to him. Please take a seat.
Well, I know the front row here had a wonderful day yesterday because we were with you, weren't we, yesterday? Who'd like to tell us a little bit about where we were? We had some pictures on the screen earlier. I don't know if you saw them. Maybe Kathy might be able to retrieve them. Claire, do you want to tell us?
So there was about 22 of us in the end went to Thetford Forest, some of us for the first ever time. It was not a particularly sunny day. We had a fair few showers, but that didn't dampen our spirits. We had a nice picnic, and we all got stuck in playing. You see Alex Creasy up on the top. He was working hard, making the swing go for them all, and Elizabeth was... It was a very, very, very high pyramid slide, wasn't it? And Elizabeth bravely followed Ivy, who was a very gutsy girl. Nothing stopped Ivy on anything. You can see Joe there having a good go on the musical trail, lots of things making noises. So we had a great time, very muddy by the end, and so that was kind of it, really.
Great. And did you all sleep well last night, the children? And the parents had a very quiet night, I'm sure. They're exhausted after all of that. It was a lovely time. So we give thanks to God for the forest today. God made the forest that we had fun in yesterday, and the rain as well. Showers of blessings, wasn't it? I'm going to ask Honora to come forward, because I know, Honora, you'd like to share something with us this morning.
Morning, church. Thank you, Peter, for giving me this opportunity to stand before the congregation of the righteous. Yes, this morning I just want to give thanks and praise to God Almighty because of his faithfulness, above all because he is a father. I'd like to read two scripture verses. The first one is Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth, for he loves us with unfailing love. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And the second one is Psalm 92, verses 1, 2, and 14. Psalm 92, verses 1, 2, and 4, sorry. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Now I'm standing in the presence of God this morning, and a few beautiful people, to give thanks to God because he is faithful. He deserves all the praise and the glory. I was out of work for 11 months, and I thank God for the family of God. Last December, around Christmas time, I was in this church, and Peter was asking questions. I don't remember the question, but I do remember my answer. And I said it was belonging to the greatest family on earth. And I want to thank you, faithful people, because during those 11 months, a lot of you held me up in prayers in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a good, good Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this family. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Honora, for saying that. Let's just pray for Honora as she starts her new job. Lord, we thank you for all your provision, that in your time you provide for your children. We thank you for Honora and for her faith in you and her love for you. And we thank you for her presence and part in our church family. And we pray your blessing upon her in her job. And may she be a blessing to others and a channel of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Amen. Okay. Before Jacqueline comes up, I'm going to ask if there is anybody else who would like to give a word of thanks to God this morning. I'll come to Mary first and then Kathy.
My grandson has been working for a year out of university, and the company he worked for offered him 2 more months work during the summer. But, of course, the house that he'd been living in for the year has come to an end, and he was wondering whether he'd got to travel from Haverhill to Rickmansworth every day to carry on for these 2 months. But I prayed about it, and the family have been thinking about it. And a friend of his mother's, coincidentally, or God sent, has a sister living just 10 minutes from where he worked. And she has offered him a bed and to stay at his for those 2 months. So we thank God that he was in that situation and he's found a place. Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for that testimony.
Two things. My wonderful puppy that came along at just the right moment, but also my new home. I never thought I'd be able to afford to live down on the Roman Way estate, and this house came up at the right price at the right time, was still there when I went back and looked at it another 2 months later. And the whole thing, I am convinced, is God's work, and the right house at the right time in the right place. And I'm getting there, and I'm very happy.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Give thanks to God for your new home. Jacqueline, would you like to come to the front?
I don't find this easy to talk about myself, but Honora, you've given me the courage to tell you that last October I was diagnosed with chronic pancreatitis. And it's true, if you call upon Jesus, he will answer you, because I just had a procedure for Crohn's disease and everything was normal, and I'm absolutely delighted, and so is my family and friends. So I would like to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you to my husband. Thank you to my family and my wonderful friends, many, many friends here within the church, all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. we rejoice with you and give thanks for God's healing. He has power to save. And we're going to be thinking about that a little later on in our Bible story today. Wynn.
I'd like to say thank you to the Lord for helping me yesterday by phoning my sister in Australia. I have such a lot of problems trying to get through because Joyce's phone is not connected for the international calls, only in Australia. And I prayed because the week before, it was 10:45, from 10 o'clock in the morning for me till 10:45 to get through to Joyce the week before. And yesterday, I prayed that the Lord would let me through the first time. And Joyce prayed the same, and we did. I got through right away. She's not very well. She was having problem walking. She'd been in hospital the week before, stayed 2 days, and having a problem with her foot. So please, will you pray for her and remember her each day in your prayers, that she'll get on all right. Thank you. I do thank the Lord for answered prayer.
Thank you. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you. Dorothy.
I'd like to thank the Lord for my granddaughter who went to a prom, and I do wish that my daughter was alive to see it. She looked so wonderful, and I've waited so long for her to contact us, and it's been so wonderful that we have. And my other grandson and my other daughter, he had his prom too, and I think how wonderful that they're growing up so well in God's world, knowing what's all around. And if only my daughter could be here to see it. And I do praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you. Would anybody else like to say anything? David? Thank you. It's lovely to see you and Linda here today.
Good morning to you all. I just want to thank the Lord for this Christian family. And our 2 years in Haverhill, which has now come to an end today, for your kindness and in enabling me to share in worship with you here at the Methodist Church. And it's been a privilege to share in worship with you. And also to thank the church for the very generous gift that you gave to support the ministry I support over in Malawi. My prayer is that God will continue to bless this Christian family and that you will be a good witness in this town of Haverhill. God bless you all.
Thank you. And God bless you, David and Linda, in your ministry in Felixstowe, where you retire. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for all that you have given to our church here. I'm sure whether we've spoken aloud or not today, we each have that something in our heart today that we are thankful for to God. We've heard lots of different kinds of situations that people have been going through. And I suppose that one word that would sum that up is change. Life changes, doesn't it? Life changes frequently for us. And yet we know that in all those changes, God is constant. His love is constant. He is always faithful to us. And so let us bring all of that thanksgiving to God as we sing together. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Let's stand to sing. Please be seated. In our Bible story today, we're going to hear about the time when somebody special visited a town. I wonder if you have welcomed a visitor in your house. I'd like you to talk to each other about a time when a visitor came to your door or came to your house, perhaps just for a short visit or perhaps overnight, and just talk together about what happened, who that was, and how long they stayed for. Let's talk about visitors. We've got a visitor's book on the screen in a moment that perhaps you have at home as well. So let's talk to each other about visitors that we have had. Welcome or unwelcome? Okay, we'll come back together now. Would anyone like to tell us about their visitor? Or their neighbour's visitor, somebody that you've been talking to?
The previous church that I worshipped at, we had visitors from Madagascar coming to Haverhill. And they asked, was there anyone in the congregation who could find them a bed for 4 days? And I put them up to Fidi and Narina, and they stayed with me for 4 days. It was quite a thing, really. They sat telling me about life in Madagascar, and that was when wool was still in our high street. And she said about the heavy rains that they had at times, and we had to go hunting for these little rain hats, you know what they used to wear? And she had bought loads of those to take back to Madagascar.
Thank you, Mary. Wow, that was an unexpected guest. Yeah. You had to drop everything and arrange beds, yeah, for everyone. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Anthea.
Some years ago, we belonged to a holiday exchange book called Intervac. And completely out of the blue, we got this phone call from this German gentleman. Had we got a lawn? Could he come and put his tent on our lawn? They were coming from Holland to Harwich and were going to Nottingham. And they, in fact, they came and the mother and the daughter stayed in the house and the other stayed in the camper van. And he was a German pastor. I mean, how about that?
And he gave us a cross, a little wooden cross with the dove on it. And that's a treasured possession. Along with a little card that my tennis partner gave to me.
Thank you. So, an unexpected request, but by saying yes, that opened the door to a blessing to yourself, as you were a blessing to him. And likewise, as we heard for Mary. Now, I know, I'm sure there's lots more stories that we just have to keep an eye on the time, but I'm going to come to Mo, last of all, for your story about a surprise visit.
Yeah, mine really was a surprise visit. I had a friend from the age of 14, and we'd seen one another for a couple of times, but not very often. And I'd moved up onto the parkway, and I'd sent them my address. Anyway, there was a knock on the door, and this couple stood at the door. And I just sort of looked at them. Her hair had always been a lovely brown colour. And there was this white-headed lady standing with her husband, and I looked at her husband and recognised him and then went, "Ah, oh, it's Sylvia." So that was a surprise visitor and I didn't even recognise her at first.
Thank you, Mo. And thank you for all of those stories, and I'm sure there were many more that we could have heard. So thank you. I picked up on that story just now because Mo took a moment to recognise who it was who was before her. And I think that's part of the story that we're going to hear now, when Jesus came to town, would he be recognized? Would people see him for who he was? So I'm going to invite up our two readers, who are Katie and Luke, and they're going to come and read to us from Luke, appropriately, chapter 7. Let's listen for the word of the Lord to us today.
Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 13. The next day, Jesus went to a town called Nain. His followers and a large crowd were travelling with him. When he came near to the town gate, he saw a funeral. A mother who was a widow had lost her only son. A large crowd from the town was with the mother, while her son was being carried out. When the Lord saw her, he felt very sorry for her. Jesus said to her, "Don't cry." He went up to the coffin and touched it. The men who were carrying it stopped. Jesus said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." And the son sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. All the people were amazed. They began to praise God. They said, "A great prophet has come to us. God is taking care of his people." The news about Jesus spread through all Judea and into all the places around her.
Thank you, Katie and Luke. Very well read. Thank you. Lovely. Well, that was an amazing miracle. And we're going to think about that in the rest of our service, but we're going to watch the screen for a 5-minute animation or retelling of the story, just expanding on that amazing miracle. And we'll watch the story as it is written. I wish I could draw that fast. I know you all thought it was me doing that. I'm left-handed, but that wasn't me. Well, what a wonderful telling of the story, the miracle of the widow's son being raised from the dead. What a special visitor Jesus was to that town and that family. So we're going to sing again. Our God is a great big God. I'm sure we can testify to that this morning. So if you know the actions or you want to wave flags, then join in.
I think even maybe some might come up on the up here and show, do the actions for us. Katie was willing earlier. Anybody else want to come? Hannah? Ivy? Albert, do you want to come and do the actions? Shall we stand? Join in the actions if you wish. If not, let's just praise God with our voices.
Great, brilliant. Well, we're going to continue to explore this story together. And we've got a craft activity for the children. And here we've got the gate of the town of Nain and a little slideshow showing what happens that you can move along. So if you'd like to come and make one of those and colour it in, and then there's also a little worksheet as well, so you can busy yourselves in doing some craft down here. And to help us to understand the human feelings in that Bible story, Joe and James are now going to bring a first-hand account as the widow and the widow's son.
I can honestly tell you it was the worst day of my life. My son, a young man of working age, became sick and just did not get better. I was with him when he died, and my heart was broken. I too died that day. How was I going to even survive? I had no money now, no income at all. Would I be forced to beg? We had to bury my son quickly on the same day that he died. It's our custom. So the funeral procession began at my house. My dead son was lifted onto a wooden pallet and carried out of the house along the streets and out through the town gate. In my culture, the dead are unclean and they must be buried outside of the town gate. A crowd of mourners, my relatives and friends, they joined me as we slowly carried my son on his final journey. And the air was filled with the sound of crying and wailing. As we walked out of the city gate, our faces downcast, there was another group of people coming towards us. They walked with great purpose. They looked happy. They were chatting excitedly to one another. It was as if a funeral party and a birthday party had double booked at the same venue. We were walking towards each other, but our emotions, they were miles apart. The man leading their group lifted his hand, and the mingled noise of crying and laughter died down. Their leader looked towards me with kind eyes and great compassion. He was a stranger to me, but I could tell he was moved by what he saw. His heart was broken, just like mine. He drew near and spoke gently to me. "Don't cry. Don't cry," he said, not in a patronizing way, but with quiet authority. As though he knew there was a reason why my tears would soon stop flowing. He reached out his hand and he touched my son's coffin. That's a shocking thing to do, as it made him unclean. Then he spoke. He spoke to my dead son. "Young man, I tell you, get up." Can you imagine my disbelief as my son moved in that coffin? They lowered it to the ground, they opened the coffin, and he sat up straight. The men unwrapped his bandages, and he began to talk. His first word was "Mummy," just as it was when he was a baby. We could not believe our eyes. My son, who was dead, was alive again. My tears of sadness turned into tears of joy. The worst day of my life had just become the best day of my life. Who was this man who gave life to the dead? They said his name was Jesus. And we couldn't thank Jesus enough. What a great prophet. We all praised God. He visited our town that day. He visited our family with compassion and power and changed the course of our lives forever. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to my son tell you his story.
"Well, it was like a dream. One moment, I'm at home in bed, closing my eyes in the sleep of death. And the next moment, I'm waking up trapped in a wobbly box, wrapped in bandages, out on the street somewhere. They helped me on my feet, and Jesus gave me back to my mother. And my mum hugged me too tightly, and crowds of people were cheering, and I had no idea what had just happened to me. But I was changed. I felt a whole lot better, and I had no pain. I was fit and strong again. I was dead, but now I am alive. I was the centre of attention, yet it had nothing to do with me. It was Jesus. He gave me my life back, and I can't thank him enough." Then we all turned around and headed back into town and back home to celebrate. Except the funeral director. He didn't get the pay. Yes, my funeral turned into a party, and I was dead happy. Jesus was our special guest, and now I can call him my friend. What am I going to do next? Well, I want to make the most of my life, of my new life, in fact, and I want to see people the way Jesus sees people. I want to love people the way Jesus loves people, and I want my life and my words to tell people about Jesus.
Thank you, James and Joe. What a story. What a saviour. He still visits his people today. His love enfolds the helpless, the needy, and those who mourn. His touch brings life in the face of death. His power transforms destruction into new life. His purpose for us is to be instruments of his compassion to those who are desolate or wounded by life. Like Jesus, we break boundaries and barriers. May our lives announce to the world that our Saviour has visited us. He has come to our town. Let us pray. God of healing and wholeness, we bring our brokenness, our sinfulness, our fears and despair, and lay them at your feet. We hold out hearts and hands, minds and souls, to feel your touch and know the peace that only you can bring. God of healing, God of wholeness, in this precious moment, visit us in your power. Give us faith and confidence that here, broken lives are made whole. Amen. When we watch the cartoon on the screen, of course it was all in fast forward. And really that was what happened in Nain on that day. The resurrection for that young man was on fast forward. His mother didn't have to wait until the last day, the resurrection of the dead. It was as if time was on fast forward and he was raised by Jesus. Now we know when we think about our lives and those that we have lost, life isn't like that. And we are still waiting for that day. We are like that funeral procession coming towards that procession coming the other way. The host of heaven, the promise of heaven, eternal life that's coming towards us. And we know that we've not met yet, but we know that that day will come and the dead will rise in Christ and we shall be reunited. But that day is coming and we are heading towards each other. We are moving in the right direction. And today, God will give us the faith and trust to wait for that day. And while we wait, he visits us now. He is mighty to save. He has conquered the grave once and for all. And so we have confidence and joy this morning. So let us respond to what God has been saying to us this morning as we sing, "Everyone needs compassion, the kindness of a Saviour."
Shall we stand to sing?
Please take your seats as Alan is going to come and lead us in our prayers for this world that is so in need of a visit from the Saviour.
Father God, As we reflect on the gospel reading today, we can bring to mind people who are grieving. But there are many others with broken hearts. Nearer to home, children who are emotionally damaged. And further afield, those who are persecuted around the world for their faith in Jesus. We have a task to do in the world as your good news people, to bind up broken hearts. Help us to offer them our love and our time. Bring your healing, Lord, we pray. All around us are people with damaged souls, blinded by the powers of this world, some hopeless and despairing, seeking fulfillment in all the wrong places. You have promised the kingdom of heaven to such as these, if they will accept it. Help us to offer them the acceptance and peace we have in you. Bring your healing, Lord, we pray. Your world is full of people with confused minds, the worried and anxious, the mentally ill and tormented, as well as those so full of human reasoning they cannot hear your word. Your thoughts are higher than ours, but you bring order out of chaos. Help us to offer them peace and truth. Bring your healing, Lord, we pray. Wherever we go, there are people without strength, the sick, ill and dying, the frail, fragile and elderly. For those who love you, the joy of the Lord is their strength. For those who do not know you, where can they find that strength? Help us to offer them hope and joy. Bring your healing, Lord, we pray. For those of this fellowship who cannot be with us today, especially those suffering from ill health, we remember them before you now. Give them your blessing, Lord, we pray. Amen. Now let us join together in saying the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Thank you, Alan, for leading us in those prayers. As we come towards the end of our service now, I can see the children have created some wonderful pictures. Do you want to hold them up for us all to see? Hold it up, Luke. Okay. Well, take a look afterwards, and maybe you'll be able to retell the story as you slide the pictures along through the gate today. A reminder that there will be refreshments served now, and then we have a bring and share lunch, and you're all very welcome to stay for that. Whether you have brought anything or not, please do feel free to stay for lunch. And members of our prayer ministry team are available if anyone would like to receive further prayer for anything that God is doing in their lives, in your lives today, or that you need prayer for, then our prayer ministry team have the green lanyards. But we're going to sing our closing song together now as we praise God and give him the glory. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So go from here in confidence of his love for you and be a channel of his love and blessing to others. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones wherever you go, this day and forevermore. Amen. Let us say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.